forsaken, I was shattered by the fall. Broken and forgotten, feeling lost and all alone. Summoned by the King into the Master's courts. Lifted by the Savior and cradled in His arms. I was carried to the table, seated where I don't belong. Carried to the table, swept away by His love. I don't feel my brokenness anymore. When I'm seated at the table of the Lord, I'm carried to the table, the table of the Lord. Fighting thoughts of fear and wondering why He called my name. Am I good enough to share this cup? This world has left me lame. Even in my weakness, the Savior called my name. In His holy presence, I'm healed and unashamed. As I'm carried to the table, seated where I don't belong. Carried to the table, swept away by His love. And I don't feel my brokenness anymore. When I'm seated at the table of the Lord, I'm carried to the table, seated where I don't belong. Carried to the table, swept away by His love. And I don't feel my brokenness anymore. When I'm seated at the table of the Lord, I'm carried to the table, the table of the Lord.
Amen. I mean, he's glad there's a table. Amen. David said, He prepares a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Amen. No matter how things are going, whether they look good or bad, that table's always prepared. Amen. How many's ready for the word tonight? Amen. Let's all stand before Brother Luis comes. Let's sing this song. Word of God ever true, changing me, changing you.
Holy words, long preserved for our walk in this world. They resound with God's own heart. Oh, let the word of God impart. Words of life, words of hope, give us strength, help us cope. in this world.
That's better.
The word of God will guide us home.
Word of God,
ever true, changing me, changing you. We have come.
Sing that one more time. Word of God.
Word of God, ever true, changing me and changing you. We have come with open hearts. Let the word of God impart.
Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. What a wonderful evening to come and talk about the word of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for his word, and thank God that we still have the liberty to hear and read and speak and talk about his word. Amen. That's a wonderful privilege in this hour. Amen. Let's just go to the word this evening. We want to turn to Joshua chapter 1. Joshua chapter 1. This is one of my favorite scriptures. And so let's go there. I want to talk about this evening, marching towards the promise full of Christ. Amen. And I believe in this hour, saints, that it's more important, especially in the day and time that we're living in, more important to be feeding on the Word of God more than ever.
Right. Yeah.
Amen. In the day and hour that we're living in, so much uncertainty and so many things happening, but yet we can stand on something, amen, that's true.
Amen.
Amen. Something that will never change, because God said that the world will change. Yep. Amen. Presidents will change, and the things of this world will change, but God's word never changes.
Amen. Right.
And sometimes, saints, if we could just really have that to be a revelation to us.
Amen.
Amen. And to realize that what the Word of God says and what is written there was made specifically and written just for you.
Amen.
To help you in the hour that you are living in.
Right,
and when we don't want to listen to that word or obey that word, amen, then it's basically kind of like we're becoming our own pope to ourselves.
Right.
Because what the pope does is he is instead of God.
Right.
So whatever he says, amen, that goes above what God says. You see, because he is God here on earth. So that's what Satan wants you to be. God here on earth, but without the authority of the word of God in your life. He wants you to be your own pope. Amen. So that's something that we have to look at in this hour and just be careful of. So let's pray before we read the word. Heavenly Father, we just thank you, Lord, once again for the opportunity that we have to open back the pages of your word. Lord, we realize that we don't read, Father God, the words of just any man, Lord, or some pope, Lord. But Lord God, we're reading your word, your eternal word, Father God. The same word that said, let there be light, Father God, is the same exact word that we're reading here tonight, Lord God. It has creative power, Lord God. It has power, Lord, to heal. It has power to save. And it has power, Lord God, to fill, Lord Jesus. Oh, Father God, we thank you, Lord, for the opportunity that we have to open back these pages, Lord God. And we pray, Lord, that you would have your way here this evening. Lord, forgive us for all of our sins. Cleanse us from all unrighteousness, Lord God. And may you continue, Lord Jesus, to lead and guide us, Lord God, and directing us, Father God, in this day and hour that we're living in, Lord, with so much uncertainty, Father God, surrounding your people, oh God. Lord, help us to keep our eyes focused on you, Lord. Help us, Lord God, to not be focused on any man or any other thing, Lord God, but only Jesus Christ, the Son of Man, Lord, in this hour. Oh, Lord, for we know that there's going to be false Christ to rise up. Man that will come, Father God, with deceiving words. But, oh God, Lord, your word never deceives, Heavenly Father. But your word, Lord God, fills those gaps, Lord Jesus, and it gives us understanding, Lord God, Lord. And Father, the same word, Lord God, is what will change our bodies one day, Father. And Lord, we thank you for it. Bless, Lord, that are those that are not here with us this evening, Lord. Bless Brother Boyd, Lord God Almighty. May you just help him, Father God. This Friday, I believe he's going to have the surgery. I pray, Lord, for protection. I pray for that you would just be with him, Lord God Almighty. And Lord, we're going to have a prayer here at the end of the service, Lord God. But we just ask that you would just give him strength and give him comfort, Lord, the family as well, Lord Jesus. And we're committing him into your hands, Father God. When we know when he's in your hands, he is in the best hands that could ever be, Lord. Thank you, Father God, for the good report we got back from Nanny, Lord Jesus. We appreciate you, Lord God, working on that end, Lord God. And we just commit the service now into your hands. I commit myself now into you. In Jesus Christ's name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Joshua chapter 1, verse 1, it says, "Now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses." Amen. "And from the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites and all, and unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun shall be your coast." Verse 5, and then you can be seated. "There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life." Amen. Amen. Praise God. What a promise.
Amen.
Amen. "Not even the gates of hell will prevail." Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. "As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee." Praise the Lord. You may be seated this hour. Amen. Amen. What a great thing, amen, to know that we have a God of certainty in this hour. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And as we see here, you know, God gave Joshua the commandment to go over the Jordan. Amen. We know that the promise was given to the children of Israel. Amen. Even back when it was given to Abraham, that they would take a land, amen, and that God was going to give them a land, amen, that belonged to them, amen. Why? Why did it belong to them? Because God said so.
Amen. Right.
Amen. And so that promise was handed down to Moses and handed down to the different ones, amen. And the children of Israel were looking for that promise to be fulfilled, amen.
Right. Amen.
And it had to be fulfilled in God's time, amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Sometimes we could push and pull and think if we do this or if we do that, or this ain't happening because this is happening. But really, amen, it takes God. It's in God's time when things are fulfilled. Amen. Praise the Lord. Sometimes we think we do have a part in it for sure, but then there's also the time of God. Amen. Because God has everything predestinated in his own time. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. You came in, amen, into this word, amen, in God's time. Amen. You couldn't come in any sooner and you couldn't come any later. You
Amen.
Came in at the right time. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. And there was nothing else, nothing that you could do or nothing extra that you could have done. No more extra belief in his word.
Right, right,
you came in exactly at the time. Amen.
Amen.
Prescribed by God. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Jesus didn't come. He came exactly at the right time.
Amen.
Amen. The prophecy was given to Isaiah, amen, that a virgin shall conceive.
Yep.
And that word had to come down through all the different women at that time, all the different teenagers at that time, that thousands and millions probably of girls that happened between the time that Isaiah gave the prophecy, amen, to the time that Mary came on the scene. But it had to be, amen, exactly to Mary, praise the Lord, in order for that prophecy to be fulfilled, amen. And so I believe, saints, that in the hour that we're living in, amen, we are here because God ordained it for it to be that way. Amen. Praise God. We couldn't have gone in a rapture previously in another last year or 10 years ago or 50 years ago. Amen. You are here, amen, because you have a part to fulfill in this hour. Amen. You've got a word to fulfill in this word. Praise God Almighty. And God's not going to leave here until every jot, every tittle, everything that you are bent to fulfill is fulfilled in this hour. Amen. Praise God. Nothing more, nothing less. God won't have it any other way. Praise God. You are here to fulfill that exact part.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. And so this promise was given to the children of Israel. Amen. Back in the to Abraham, and it was passed down. And here's the children of Israel, and now it's time for them to come to this point where they're getting ready to take this land. Amen. Praise God. I believe in this hour that we're living in, we're getting ready to take our land. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. We see the signs. Amen. Pharaoh is on the scene. Amen. And he's putting in his laws. He's doing all these things. And he's doing it very slyly, too. Amen. Don't you think that the Democrats and that they were Satan incarnate. Amen. You better believe, amen, that Satan incarnate comes very deceiving. Very close to the truth. Amen. Trump Bibles and all kinds of things. Amen. Very close. That's what's going to deceive.
Amen.
The Bible says that in this day and the hour that we're living in, amen, Jesus said that there will be calling out peace, peace, peace. Amen. And that's what they're calling Trump. Up to the point where even the Jews are calling him the Messiah. I've got quotes where there's some of those rabbis calling him the Messiah. People here in Christianity, in denominations, calling him the Son of Man, calling it, that's a bunch of blasphemy.
Yeah, buddy.
And we're just, hooray, oh, Trump won, and he's taking it all in.
Yep.
You better be careful. Better be careful, and you better know where you're standing.
Amen.
Amen. I say these things about Trump because people are caught up with this.
Yes.
Amen. More than the Word of God. Do you not know what the Word of God says? Amen. The Word of God says that it'll deceive the very elected if it was possible. Amen. So that means that it's going to deceive some people. Amen. But it won't deceive the very elected. Praise God. So you better be careful. Amen. Don't get caught up with all this Trump stuff. I'm telling you. I'm telling you, he is leading people towards somewhere where you don't want to. Mark my words, and you'll think I'm a crank right now, but you mark my words. Give it about 2 more years, and you'll see. I saw the Trump thing a long time ago. You better believe that he's got something. He's got something for y'all. if you're not anchored in the Word of God. Praise God. All right, let's get back to this. All right. I don't know how I got into that. It's the thing is, saints, is that we're living in a dangerous hour. Amen. The hour that we're living in is so dangerous, so deceiving. We are living in the age of the pale horse rider, where everything is gray. You don't know exactly what's right, what's wrong, what's good, what's bad. Amen. So you must be standing firm on something. Praise God. The children of Israel were standing on that promise that God had given Abraham, amen, that God was going to give us a land, amen. And they had to look, amen, at Joshua, who was a type of the Holy Spirit in that hour, amen. Joshua meaning Jesus, praise God, that's what the name means. And Jesus is the Word, praise the Lord Jesus, amen. And so the children of Israel had to look at that promise in order to look towards Joshua, amen, who was the leader of that hour, in order for that promise to be fulfilled. Amen. To get to the point to say, whatever you say, Joshua, that we will do.
Amen.
Amen. Because we see that later on in chapter 3, I believe it is, that's what the children of Israel told Joshua. Whatever you say, Joshua, that we will do. Why? Because Joshua had the word of the hour. Amen. And God has given us a word of the hour in this hour, amen, for us to go astray in other ways and in other directions, amen. God has given us a sure word in this hour, praise God. The message of the hour, amen. It goes along with the word.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Sure. Amen.
It has to. Amen.
Amen.
If it's the message, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. So here's the children of Israel at that point. And so God gives them this, tells them to go over this Jordan. Amen. Thou and all this people, it's a commandment, unto the land which I do give them, even to the children of Israel, every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon. Hallelujah. That have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. Amen. So he tells them, amen. As I said unto Moses, praise God. And what a wonderful thing it is to know that every promise, amen, in the book is yours. Amen. Everything that God said, amen, every promise that he gave is for you. Amen. If you take it, amen, and put it into action, amen. Amen. Have faith and believe that promise. Put it into action and you watch it coming to pass.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Repent. Be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins. Amen. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Amen. We'll never stop talking about water baptism. We'll never stop talking about repentance because it's in the Word and people need it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I need to repent.
Amen.
Amen. Every day. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
We have people that still need to be baptized. Amen. And we will just continue to preach that. Amen. Because it's part of the word.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Don't think that you, I knew all that already 50 years ago. Amen. But that's just skim milk. And that's just, amen. That's in the word.
Amen. Right.
Amen. That's what got you to the point where you are at.
Amen.
Amen. So somebody else needs that same word. Amen. So that they have the opportunity to get to where you are now.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So we will continue preaching those things. Amen. Because they're part of the word. So every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses, from the wilderness and the Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. There shall not, amen, there shall not any be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know we're going to have adversary. We have an adversary in this hour. We're going to have Satan. Satan's, Brother Bram said, the Satan's got a punch coming to you. He studied you ever since you were a little kid. When you come out of that mother's womb, he's been studying you. He knows, amen, what ticks in your life, amen. He knows where he can punch you, amen, to cause you to fall, to cause you to disbelieve this word, amen. And those are the areas in our life that we need to keep covered, amen. Praise God. Don't feel, and I guess this is an encouragement to our young people. Young people, don't feel, I'm struggling with this in my life. I have this battle in my life. Let me tell you what, we've all had battles in our life. We've all had struggles in our life in one way or another, saints.
Amen.
And so you're not the only one. You're not the only one who has these mind battles. And who has these temptations,
amen,
and these things that happen, amen. But let me tell you what, there is a way out of that, amen.
Amen.
There is a way, of escape for you, amen. And that just tells me that you're just human. Going through certain changes in your life and things like that, amen. That's just part of the process, amen. And so what Satan does is he tries to get in there and takes advantage of that in your life. All this that's going on in your life, Satan just comes in there and sticks a wrench in there and adds more to the situation. And then you feel like it's a huge problem, amen. But in reality, it's nothing but the devil.
Amen.
Amen. And I know that it's something that's big, and it's something that maybe us and our adults in the hour that we live in, we may not understand it completely, amen, because I know some things, a lot has changed, amen, even since I was a young man. But you see, there's no temptation that God doesn't understand that you're going through. Amen. Amen. Everything that you're going through, amen, he went through. Praise God.
Amen.
So I don't even know how I got there. But there shall not any man be able to stand before you.
Amen.
Amen. Before thee all the days of thy life. Now, he continues here. He says, be strong and of a good courage. Amen. He tells Joshua, for unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous. Amen.
Amen.
Now, he tells Joshua there in that scripture about three or four times to be strong and very courageous.
Amen.
Amen. In the hour that we're living in, amen, it's not time for us to give up.
Amen.
Amen. And to think about letting everything go and going back to the world. And, amen, you didn't have it in the first place if that's the thoughts that you're having. Amen. If that's the thoughts that you're having, you didn't have anything then at the beginning. Amen. If that's what ends up happening. Many people, you know, that have looked to a church or a ministry or a certain personality in this message, and they realize and that person falls and they leave this word, and then they go with it. And some of them don't even just go with the man. If that man goes and starts preaching something else, some of them just turn back to the world. Why? Because they were looking more to a personality and looking more towards an organization. It's nothing but an organization. Amen. If that's what you've made it in your life, more than the Word of God. And that lets me know that it wasn't an experience, a true, genuine experience in that life. Amen. You know, you may have shouted, you may have screamed, you may have spoken tongues. All those things you can do, amen, in the spirit realm. And it be something genuine. It be something so close but yet you still not have the token in your life. Amen. Praise God. Now we got to know in this hour that we have the token.
Amen.
The token, which is the Holy Ghost. Amen. That's going to lead us and guide us unto all truth.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. You know, we're going to have trials and tribulations, even with the Holy Ghost in our life.
Amen.
But that Holy Ghost will never keep us away from the truth. Amen.
Amen.
That Holy Ghost will lead us to more truth.
Yes,
hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. I'm so thankful for the truth in this hour.
Amen.
Amen. Where I going through the different churches and the different denominations and things that I went through. Amen. We had truth. I had salvation. Amen. But thank God. Amen. For the leading of the Holy Spirit. Amen. To be able to find the truth for the hour. Amen.
Yeah.
Praise God. Amen. So this book of the law, now in verse 7, he says, only be thou strong and very courageous. Very courageous. Not just courageous.
Amen.
Very
Amen.
Courageous. Praise God. I believe in this hour, you've got to be very courageous.
Amen.
Amen. There's many people that are falling away. Many people, it's easy, amen, to go to church and serve God and preach and, you know, as a preacher, preaching ripped up jeans and tucked out shirt and it looks like it's a club in the back behind you and everything and everybody's just dancing and jumping. That's easy, amen. That's easy religion. Praise God.
Amen.
But it's hard, amen. In this hour to stand, amen, for something and to let the world know, hey, I'm standing for truth. No matter how the world goes, no matter where they do, amen. I'm standing for truth in this hour, amen. That's tough. Amen. Joshua had to stand, amen, with that promise that was given, handed down to Moses, amen. No matter what the problem, what it looked like, no matter if it looked impossible for them to take the land, he had to stand on that word, amen.
Amen.
And that's what we have to stand for in this hour. No matter, it might look impossible. The rapture might look like it's 100 years away, amen. But stand on that word and you watch that thing fulfilled in your life, amen. He didn't say when it would happen. He just say it would happen. Stand in the word.
Amen.
Stand with the word. Amen.
Amen.
God didn't say when it was time for you to be healed. He just said you're by your stripes, you are healed. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Stand with the word. Amen. And you watch it fulfill in your life.
Amen.
Amen. God made all these different promises in your life. Amen. He does not say when it will be fulfilled. He just says it will be fulfilled.
Amen.
Amen. But stand on that word. Be believing on that word. Amen. Yes. Be thou strong and very courageous, yes, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left.
Right.
Amen. Praise God. Don't go Republican or Democrat. Amen. Stand in the middle. Amen. Stand in the word. In that hour. Praise God. Well, I just saw that. And I'm like, well, this is where people are going in this hour. If you're a donkey, well, I don't like you. But if you're an elephant, I don't like you either. Amen. But God called us to love one another.
Right?
And it's the world that tries to separate you in these different classes and these different groups. Amen. So that later on they can take over you. Amen. That's exactly what's happening. And they keep people fighting with each other and groups fighting with one another and all these things. But amen, stay balanced. Stay with the word. The word is what's going to keep you balanced in this hour. Politics won't. Politics will keep you fighting. Politics will keep you on the edge of your toes, and veins coming out of your neck. It's so upset with people because they don't see things the way they are. Because Trump is my man, and you know, that's not the spirit of God. The spirit of God is not that. Amen. The spirit of God keeps you balanced. Amen. Keeps you. Amen. Keeps you sure. Keeps you. I know where I'm standing. I'm standing on God's word. Amen. I'm standing on something that won't shake.
Amen.
It might shake, but it won't crumble.
No.
Politics crumble. We've seen it, amen, throughout all of our lifetimes, amen. Presidents come and go, amen. Yeah. People come and go. Leaders come and go. Countries and things come and go, amen. Amen. But the word of God is the only thing that has stood through all of that.
Right.
We still have the word of God.
Amen.
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 Amen. We still have the word of God.
Amen.
So thankful for something sure. Amen.
Amen.
So don't turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper. That thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. Now, he was talking about the promise of God. In other words, the promise of God to Moses. In other words, the word of God to Moses.
Amen.
Don't turn from it. If you want to prosper, don't turn from it.
Amen.
No matter what it is in your life, you want to prosper in your job, stay with the word.
Amen.
Want to prosper in school, stay with the word.
Amen.
Amen. Want to prosper in your family, amen, stay with the word, amen. Whatever it is, amen, stay in the word of God, and you watch and see if God doesn't fulfill what he said, amen. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, verse 8, amen. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night. Amen. Now that's where I kind of get the little thought about, amen, marching towards the promise, amen, full of Christ. Because in the hour that we're living in, saints, we must eat this word of God like we've never eaten it before.
Right. Amen.
Amen. You know, saints, I thank God for times like these, you know.
Amen.
I thank God for trials and tribulations in your life.
True.
Because that lets you look more into the word of God.
True.
Because that lets you know that you have no control of your own,
amen,
of your own everything in your life.
Right.
You might think you do. Amen. And you might think that things are going a certain direction and then things all of a sudden come to a halt and you realize, you know what? I need more of God.
Amen.
There's no other way. I need more of his word. And so God tells Joshua here, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. In other words, you keep feeding on this word.
Amen.
Amen. Keep eating this word.
Amen.
Amen. How many stopped eating since Thanksgiving of last year? I don't see anybody that looks anorexic or anything like that, you know. You guys all look very nice and healthy, robust. Why? You kept eating. Right? You didn't stop eating. Oh, you were still eating the same mashed potatoes and the same cornbread and the same turkey. And you're going to eat the same turkey that you ate last year. It's the same turkey with dressing.
Yeah.
Same things that we ate last Sunday, we ate more than likely last year. Yeah. But you kept eating.
Amen.
Why? Because eating keeps you alive.
Right?
Right? Right. Eating keeps you, amen, gives you energy, amen, to move forward.
Amen.
Amen. Don't stop eating this word. Keep it in your mouth. Amen.
Amen.
This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate.
Amen.
Therein day and night. Amen. Praise God. And it's not just about eating it, amen, but meditating upon it as well. Amen. Meditating. When you're meditating, you know, there's a big movements about meditation and all that stuff. And all that stuff comes from all those religions back in the Hinduism and all those things. So you be careful with those things, because those things open up doors to devils if you're not careful. Amen. Meditation and things like that. But there is a true meditation in the Word of God. And it's think on these things. Amen. Think on these things that God said in His Word. Amen. And then try to see, hey, where am I failing the Word? Amen. In this, and let me see if I can I can change my life. Amen. According to what I have read. Amen. But you go over there practicing different Indian religions and all that kind of stuff, and thinking, you know, meditation and all that kind of stuff, you're opening yourself to devils. So be careful with that, because some people use that and meditate as if it's something good. Just be careful with that. Amen. But thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. All that is written therein. Amen. Not just a little bit of it. Not just 25% of it. God's not pleased with just 25% of His word being fulfilled in your life. Amen. He wants all of it. Amen. He wants you to give Him everything that He knows that you can give Him. Amen. Praise through His word. To do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have success. Good success. My. What's better than success? Good success. Ain't that right, Mercy? Good success is better than success. Amen. And so we want good success in this hour. Amen. And, you know, they asked Jesus, you know, and they said, good master, you know, and he said, why call me good? There's only one good but God. And so you can only get good success with a good God in your life. Amen. There's no good success outside of a good God in your life. Amen. Don't you try to put and substitute anything else in there. Amen. You won't get good success. You might get success, but you won't get good success. Amen. It's good, amen, to know, amen, that you can have a good business. You can be making good money. You can have it, amen, but you're doing everything, amen, according to God's word. Amen. You can have these things in your life, amen, but you know that you're walking, amen, and you're not letting your business rule your life. You come to church on Sundays. You stay on top, amen, of things. You are in obedience, and you're on top of the word, amen, because the word has become your number one thing in your life, amen. I believe that will create good success, amen. Majority of the people now only have success, but that success will you know, whatever these people have amounted to their life, amen, it will all die off. You know, your riches and whatever you've accumulated in your life, amen, but if your ultimate and your number one priority is God, those things will perish, but you still have God with you. You're still taking God with you. Elon Musk ain't taking God with him. Even though he says, I believe in Jesus Christ and all that kind of stuff. I like what Brother Wade said. You know, Trump says he's a Christian, and if he's a Christian, then you're the Pope. I don't believe that. Trump says that he says out of his own mouth, he says, I don't need to repent. He says, what do I need to? I try to live a good life so that I don't repent, is what he said. So Paul said, I die daily. And he was the church age messenger that we still talk about in this day.
Amen.
Amen. Who changed and saved many lives.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And he said, Brother Branham need to repent every day. Amen. Why? Because they know it's not about them. Amen. They knew it was about the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. They knew they They answer to a higher person than they themselves. Amen. Praise God. And so we need to realize, amen, that when we feel like, well, I don't need to listen to what brother so and so says. All he's up there, he's just monologuing. And amen. You need to see if it's in the Word of God or not.
Amen.
Because if it's in the Word of God and it's hitting you, amen, exactly where it needs to be, it needs to hit you, and yet you don't want to change, even though the Word of God says, you're becoming your own Pope.
Right, brother, man.
Yeah. Amen. Yeah. That means you are over the Word.
Amen.
Amen. Right. You know, and as us preachers, amen, we preach generally. Amen. Yeah. I don't know anything about anybody's life. I don't want to know. I try to not know. I just, you know. But if something hits, amen, praise God, then it needed to hit.
Amen.
Amen. And then if you don't change according to the Word of God, amen, then you are becoming, you're your own Pope. Amen. Yeah, you're over the Word of God. And we don't want to be over the Word of God. Amen. You know, the Bible says that there, and I believe it's in Thessalonians, it says that there would be a man rising up, amen, and he would sit in the throne, amen, and he would sit in the temple, amen, saying that he's God. And that's what Satan wants to do in your temple. He wants to sit in your temple, amen, and proclaim that he is God. You proclaim that you're God. Amen. Because that's what he did. That's what he did with Judas.
Sure
did. Yep. Judas, amen, came to the point that it was so close. Nobody knew that there was a Judas there.
Right,
nobody knew that there was. They thought that he was probably the closest Christian, better Christian even than Peter or anyone.
Right.
You see? He was a better follower than any of the disciples. Mm-hmm. Even better than John. And John would lay on the bosom of Jesus. But yet it was the one that was so close that deceived. And was the one who ended up, amen. Why? Because when Satan entered into him, he said, well, I'm beyond the Word. And when you say that, when you come to that point, amen, then you go do what you need to do. You betray Jesus afterwards. Praise God. You become your own Pope. And so have not I commanded thee, be strong and of a good courage. Verse 9, be not afraid. Don't be afraid, saints. Neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. And so, saints, we know that this story, amen, when it begun with eating, story in the Garden of Eden, it begun with Eden, with eating. Amen. And it's got to end with eating as well.
Right. Amen.
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 Praise God. This thing, amen, if they would have just continued eating off that tree of life, eventually their bodies would have been changed. Amen. That eternal life that they had in their soul would eventually manifest in their bodies. They wouldn't have died.
Amen.
They wouldn't have died. But see, now in this hour that we're living in, we have to continue eating off that tree of life.
Yeah.
Amen. And if you continue eating, remember, what this Word of God needs to be in your mouth on Wednesday nights.
No.
On just Sundays.
No.
Amen. Every day, right?
Amen.
And not just eating, but meditating on it, right?
Amen.
And so that's you eating that Word. And when you feed on that Word and you continue eating that Word, amen, you'll eventually become like the Word. You'll eventually become like that tree of life.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
That tree of life will change your body.
Amen.
So you will fulfill what Adam couldn't fulfill.
Right.
Amen. You will fulfill. This bride, amen, is going to fulfill. Why? Because she's had one that fulfilled it for her. Amen.
Amen.
The Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The second Adam.
Yes.
And as I always say, wherever the head goes, the body follows.
Amen.
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 But you must be continually attached to that Word,
right.
To that head, to that tree of life.
Amen.
Amen. Not just going over there and plucking at it every now and then. That's what we do a lot. You know, we just kind of pluck at it here and there, you know, kind of like we're grazing a little bit, you know, kind of like we're going over there picking up some berries and get our little basket. And, you know. But you need to be attached to that tree of life. Amen. You need to be right there attached to that. Amen. Constantly feeding off that life. Amen. And people are happy with just grazing a little berry here and there. They're happy to, you know, come to church every now and then and opening up the Bible, you know, 2 times a year. That's good enough for them. But that's not good enough for a true Christian. A true Christian wants to be in that word constantly. What does it say? It says, the book of the law shall not depart out of the mouth. Shall not depart out of the mouth. That means it's got to be your life. Amen. It's got to be part of your life. If it's not to depart out of your mouth, amen, then it's got to be part of your life. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So we don't want to just be grazing a little bit here and there. Amen. We want it all. Hallelujah. So we know that this Eve fell. Amen. She disbelieved this word for her day. Amen. But thank God there's no way that this second Eve can fall. Amen. There's no way amen. That this second Eve can fall. Why? Because she's word of his word, bone of his bone, life of his life. Amen. Everything that he is, she is. Amen. Amen. Everything that he is, amen, she is. And there's no way that she can fall. Nope. Why? Because she's not just grazing or looking at him from afar. She's connected to him. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And so she can't fall because this word, amen, she's impregnated with this word. This seed, amen. Just like Mary, amen. And she was impregnated with the word, amen. Impregnated with the seed of God, amen. It was God's seed, and that was in Mary, amen. It wasn't Joseph's seed. It wasn't anybody's seed. It was God's seed, amen. And so that's why Jesus wasn't Gentile or Jewish, amen. He was God, amen. Because it was God that put that egg in there, and it was God that put that seed in there, amen. And so. When that was told to Mary, all Mary could say it was, I don't understand it, but be it unto me according to what you said, Lord. Amen. And that's what the people of the children of Israel were saying. Lord, you gave the promise. We don't understand all that's going on, but as you said, we're going to go and take this land. Amen. Amen. Because your word said it. Amen. And so. That's what Mary did, amen, when she received that message, amen. Can you imagine, amen, receiving that type of message from an angel? And you're just, you know, you girls doing your laundry or doing something, doing your homework, and an angel just appears right there in front of you. And, you know, but Mary at this time, she was married, or she was going to be married and given this type of news. She knew that the promise was there in the word. She knew in Isaiah. She'd read the scrolls. She knew about this. But she never thought that she would be the one to fulfill that. What would cause, amen, for God to gravitate towards her, amen? God must have seen something there, amen, in her life that would say, she's the one that I'm going to fulfill that word in my, amen. Praise the Lord. There was a representation in God's mind. Amen. Amen. I believe that God even knew that even before the foundation of the world, that it was Mary that was to give birth to Jesus. Amen. 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 It's the same thing with you and I. Amen. It's before the foundations of the world, God knew that you were going to receive this word. And he had that exact word ready for you. Amen. What a wonderful thing it is to serve God in this hour. Amen. That he knows all things. And that nothing takes him by surprise. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. So she cannot give birth to any other thing. Amen. The second Eve can't give birth to any other thing but that word. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise the Lord Jesus. Now in Luke 1:28 it says, and the angel came in unto her and said, hail, that thou art highly favored. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. And Luke 1:30 it said, Mary said, behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. Amen. Not according to my thoughts, not according to what I think it is, amen, but according to thy word, Lord, according to what you said, let that word be fulfilled in me. Praise God. And that's you submitting to the word. Amen. That's you, amen, surrendering totally, amen, to that word, amen. Amen. And that's the only way that the word can change you in this hour, amen. Amen. Praise God. And you know what? The bride of Christ says the same thing.
Amen.
Amen. Let that word of God, amen, whatever it is, Lord, if it needs to change me in whatever way, whatever needs to happen in my life, let it be, Lord, because I need, amen.
Amen.
I need it, amen. If it needs to hit me in whatever way, Lord Jesus, let it be so.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
It would be so nice, amen, to come to church and nobody say anything against us and the preacher never preaches again, you know, against our lives, you know, and things like that. That would be wonderful. But you know, there's churches that exist that are like that.
Oh,
yeah. You can watch them on YouTube, too. Usually the pastors, you know, they don't preach against, you know, the LGBT community. They're very inclusive.
Yeah.
You see them with ripped jeans and little glass pulpit up there in front of the,
yeah,
you know, and they're very inclusive. You know, anybody would like to go to that kind of church, you know. And Jesus, but Jesus, amen, he rebuked when he needed to rebuke.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. He was a party pooper, if I could say that. You know, I remember in Matthew 24, you know, the disciples, they came to Jesus and they were talking about, Lord, look at this temple and how beautiful this temple is and how wonderful, how magnificent. Look what man has done. Wow, that's wonderful. And Jesus said, don't you know that all this is going to be destroyed? We're admiring everything that man has done, and Jesus all of a sudden just tears them down, you know. Just, well, that's what Jesus likes to do. Amen. But at the same time, he was also the life of the party as well. So, because why? He was the one, harlots liked for him to be around them, the drunkards. Why? Because he was there to try to save. Amen. Not revel in what they were doing, amen, but he would try to save, amen. He says, because the Pharisees, you know, you Pharisees don't need a doctor. You say that you already are okay. In his heart, God knew that they weren't. But here, these are the people that need to that need a touch in their life, amen. And so he was the one, he was there, he'd both be the party pooper, but also he'd be the life of the party as well, amen. Praise God. In other words, he was balanced. Amen. Praise the Lord. And so, real quick, saints, amen. The manna, amen. Real quick, let's talk about this manna that the children of Israel were eating. You know that manna that fell in the wilderness, amen, it fell every day. And every day that they had to go and pick up that manna, amen. Otherwise, it would spoil. And they would have to, and God commanded them that every day they'd have to go out and pick up that manna. Why? It was fresh, new experience every day.
Amen.
Amen. Every day, amen, it has to, with the word of God, amen, it has to be a fresh experience.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. And if your experience has wiggle tails, amen, then just go get back in the word.
Amen.
Amen. You know, sometimes we wonder, how can I get closer to God? It's right there, amen. The Bible is sitting on your counter. It's sitting, the app is on your phone, it's on your tablet. That's how you start a revival in your life.
Amen.
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 You don't have to wait until you come to church, amen. You don't have to wait until the popular evangelist comes through, amen. Pick up that word, amen, and get in that word and say, God, change me through this word. Amen. Reveal this word to me. Don't just pick it up, amen, and just read it, amen, but say, Lord, speak to me through this word,
amen.
Say, give me something the exact that I need for my life in order to change me,
amen,
from the inside out,
amen.
I promise you that word will do it. Because it's the life behind that word.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
And so every day the children of Israel had to go and get a new experience.
Yep. Right. Yep.
Amen. They had to go and get this new manna. Amen. And God had tasked Aaron and Moses to go and put that original manna that fell, to go and put it behind the holies of holies.
Yep.
And that manna that was behind that holies of holies never spoiled.
Never did.
Why? Because it was attached to the tree of life.
Amen.
It was attached to the life of God was always there. Amen. Praise the Lord. And so in order for you to eat that original manna, the children, the priest, amen, they would have to go in there once a year and go in the back, see the manna, taste the manna, and then know, amen, I remember this experience, but here's another, there's a new experience. And amen. But the manna that was outside of the tabernacle, it would spoil. Amen. And so where is it that you need to be? Amen. You need to be in Christ in order to always get that experience. Or that high, in other words. Amen. You want to know how to get high in God. Amen. Get in Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord. And he'll give you a true experience. Amen. And an eternal experience. I apologize for saying it that way. But you know what I'm talking about. Amen. Always be. When you're in Christ. Amen. That experience never goes away. Amen. Praise the Lord. And so. It was death, amen, if you went in into that holies of holies at that time. But it's death if you don't go in now. Amen. And there is no excuse in this hour. Amen. Young people, there is no excuse to not serve God in this hour. Amen. There every curtain, every wall, every partition, everything has been taken down. Amen. Now the angel, Brother Branham said that the angels are trying to run us to the tree of life.
Amen.
They're trying to carry us to the tree of life. But sometimes we just tell them, no, I don't want to go. I don't want to go yet. Amen. Then when?
Come on,
man. When is a good time for you?
Right. Come on.
Amen. When is it? Amen. You didn't come here on your own. You didn't create yourself.
Right.
Amen. When is a good time for you, amen, to get serious with God? My, the patience of God, the mercy of the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
It's so great.
Amen.
I'm so thankful that he had all the years that I was out in the world and doing the things of the world, knowing that I shouldn't have been doing those things.
Right.
Amen. But the patience of God.
Amen.
But you don't have to go that way, young people. Amen. You don't have to wait till something bad happens in your life, some accident or something happens in your life in order to change, amen, your relationship with God. Amen. Amen. Just do it while he can still be found. You know, I'm never going to stop saying that because I encourage you, amen, be born again.
Amen.
Be born again if you're not. Amen. The God is to seek God and you find him while he still may yet be found. Amen. So go in and enter into that holy of holies. Amen. Because it's wide open for you now. Amen. There's no excuse in this hour. Praise the Lord Jesus. So what are we commanded in this hour to do? Amen. We're commanded to eat this book. Amen. We have to constantly be eating. Amen. It started with eating. It ends with eating. And it's this book, amen, that's gonna change you. Amen. Oh, sure, it's going to make you feel, you know, on Sunday, it's very sweet. While Brother Wade's preaching and bringing things out, and it's very nice, it's very good, and we're all in harmony with one another. Amen. But it's Monday when you have to show, it becomes a little bitter.
Amen.
You have to rub shoulders with people.
Amen.
And you might say, well, I don't like to be around people. Well, you can't help that. You can't. There's going to always be people. And God made us here to be with people. Amen. So what God wants you, amen, to be a witness to somebody. Amen. God gave you gifts. God gave you things in your life. Amen. That he wants you to show others so that they can be helped in their lives. Praise God. Amen. God gave you something. Amen. That you can do. Amen. In order, because why this thing... This thing is about saving souls if we can.
Amen.
And you can't save a soul at your house.
Nope.
You know. Oh, well, I get online, but what are you doing online?
Yeah. Right, brother. Amen.
Because you can be preaching the word of God online, and you can be, you know, testifying online, but some of us, we're just like this, just scrolling on what everybody else is feeding us. And we're never an influence to someone else.
Right.
You see? So, amen. We are meant, amen, to rub shoulders with one another. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus rubbed shoulders with the people.
Right.
Jesus was not somewhere all by himself, and amen, he was rubbing shoulders with the people.
Amen.
It's with the people, amen, and that's how you influence people.
That's right.
Amen. But Brother Wade stayed home every Sunday. You wouldn't get the benefit, amen, of the word, amen, a live ministry.
Amen.
Right? So we don't want that, amen. We want a live word in this hour.
Amen.
God wants a live word, amen. A living word in your workplace, in your school, in your football team. God wants a live word wherever it is, amen. He wants somebody to live that word right there and then. Why? For your benefit? No, amen. For the benefit of someone else.
Amen.
Your teammate won't know Christ if you don't show him Christ. Your work partner, amen, won't see Christ, amen, if you don't show him Christ.
Amen.
But you have the opportunity, amen, to bring these souls, amen, Lord, and present souls to God as jewels in your crown.
Amen.
How many souls have you won
since
you've become a Christian?
Amen.
Think about that.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen. Or is it just about me, and that's it? Amen. But how many souls are we winning for Christ?
Right.
And maybe we may never know, right? Maybe we've done everything we can to live the life and to testify, but we may never know. But
amen.
If you did that, that word will never return back void.
Amen.
God will let you know at some point in time, hey, if it wasn't for you, this person wouldn't have come to the word later on.
Right. Amen.
So God's got a lot of surprises in store for us.
Amen.
Amen. But just be in the word. Amen. Get in this word, amen, and it's just an encouragement for you, amen. I don't know when I'll get to minister again, but you pray for us as we'll be in South Carolina this Sunday. Next weekend we'll be in Florida ministering there. So you just remember us in your prayers, and as we travel, that God would just have his way, amen. So let's stand to our feet this evening. Brother Wade, if you want to come.
We were with Brother Boyd pretty much all day today, and it was kind of a shock, but we're believers, aren't we?
Amen.
Are we believers? Exactly. Believe it's the Lord to take care of him. We're going to take these prayer cloths, and we had a chance today to pray with the doctor, grabbed a hand, you know, and gathered around the bed, one doctor, but I don't know about getting into the, I don't think they'll let us in the emergency room, but maybe we'll get in the waiting area, and when he's waiting, and we'll get to pray for him, and we'll give him his prayer cloths. So at the end of the service, when we get finished worshiping, just a few minutes, we'll pray over these prayer cloths, and just remember, Brother Boyd, 7 o'clock Friday morning, they said it would be pretty much all day. He'd be back in the room about 5:30 and be in the hospital for about 4 to 7 days. I believe it'll be 4 days or less, because we got a God that does right.
Amen.
He does miracles. And we appreciate Brother Boyd and Sister Janet, and Will. I'll be here all weekend. I'm not going to leave town. I'm going to be here with Brother Boyd on Friday, and if he needs me on Saturday too, for support. And then Brother Tim Cross is still going to be preaching for us on Sunday. Talked to him a little bit ago, and he's looking forward to coming. So we sure appreciate Brother Tim Cross. So let's sing a song, worship just a few minutes. We heard a wonderful message.
Would you be redeemed from every inbred sin? Have the Holy Spirit constantly within. Make the consecration, trust in God. Come in, let the Holy Ghost come in, let the Holy Ghost come in, make the consecration, trust in God, and then let the Holy Ghost come in. Do you want the fire of God to fill your soul? burn up all the dross and sanctify the whole. Make the consecration, trust in God, and then let the Holy Ghost come in. Let the Holy Ghost come in. Let the Holy Ghost come in. Make the consecration, trust in God, and then let the Holy Ghost come in. Would you be redeemed from every inbred sin? Have the Holy Spirit constantly within. Make the consecration, trust in God, and then let the Holy Ghost come in. Let the Holy Ghost come in. Let the Holy Ghost come in. Make the consecration, trust in God, and then let the Holy Ghost come in. Do you want the fire of God to fill your soul? Burn up all the dross and sanctify the whole. Make the consecration, trust in God, and then let the Holy Ghost come in. Let the Holy Ghost come in. Let the Holy Ghost come in. Make the consecration, trust in God, and then let the Holy Ghost come in.
We're going to pray over these prayer cloths, and then we'll take them to him on Friday morning. Just keep them in prayer Friday morning, 7 o'clock. They'll start the procedure. And they were talking about 5, and now they're just talking about 3. So we're gonna pray that the Lord will reduce that number a little bit more.
Amen.
And then it didn't look good when the pictures were shown, and but if everything looked good, Brother Boyd, he's watching in. If everything looked good, we'd be just a bunch of babies. But to be strong and stand in these times that we can come to God and we can pray and we can take our petition to Him, that He absolutely has got this whole thing in control. He's not lost it. He ain't ever lost it, and He's not ever going to lose it. He's always in control. Everything He does. Let's sing that song right there before we pray.
Only believe.
Sing it to Him. Something in your heart that you need to. If you have something that you're praying about, just give it to God tonight.
And all things are possible.
You believe that?
If you only believe, only believe.
Heavenly Father, Lord, we have a brother, Lord, getting ready to have a major surgery, Father. A lot of things are rolling around in our mind, Lord. We may have a little bit of apprehension, but Lord, we place it all in your hands. Lord, I want you to step into our boat tonight and say, peace be still. Lord, just step in Brother Boyd's boat tonight and say, peace be still. I'm with you, buddy. You're mine and no one else's. And Lord, I pray that you'd be with the doctors. If we can't get a hold of their hands, I pray Friday morning that you'll anoint those hands, Father. You give us some good people on this earth to be our doctors. And Lord, I pray that you would be with them, Lord. Give them wisdom, supernatural knowledge, all the way from the anesthesiologist all the way to the nurses, that everything will be done for your honor and glory, Father. I pray, Lord, that you'd be with Sister Janet and the family too, Lord, that you'd bless them, Lord, as the operation goes. We all be sitting there, Lord, waiting to hear, Lord. I pray that the angels of the Lord would be sitting there with us, Father, and be giving us good things in our mind and good things in our heart, Lord. It's not just a good feeling, it's faith. As our brother said, grab a hold of that tree of life, because there is nothing in death in that tree of life. Lord, you are the tree of life. And Lord, I pray that we'll grab a hold of it, Father, and that these prayer cloths will be given. And Lord, that they'll be placed on our brother, Lord, in the different places, Father. And that anointing will just flow through that hospital, Lord. I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus that you'll heal some. There'll be some people there that day, Lord, that are having many, many surgeries that, Lord Jesus, probably don't even know you. Lord, I pray that you would come in the stillness of the night or that morning, Lord, and that you'll speak to them and say, hey, I'm with you, brother. Hey, I'm with you, sister. Lord, I pray that you do that with this congregation, Lord. It will go home, Lord, and as we lay down to close our eyes and take a nap, Lord, that you'll say, peace be still. And all things will be made right, Father. We pray, Lord, that you be with Brother Tim as he comes, Lord, and ministers for us. We ask you to bless him, Lord. Be with the services coming up the next weekend, Lord, Brother Luis being gone, and I'll be there. Brother Martin's, Father, I pray that you'd be with us, Lord, and take care of us, Lord, on the highways as we go home, Father. We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Holy be thee. You're dismissed. And all things are possible.